Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. As always, it is my pleasure to be with you on another beautiful, wonderful Sabbath day. Truly, it is the day that the Lord has made. And I pray that you are rejoicing wherever you are. Yes, I know there's much going on in the world today. And, of course, many people are not finding it easy to rejoice in the Lord. But let us praise God for them. Let us keep praying for them. Let us remember that there are those that need our assistance and helping them to stay spiritually alive. So good morning to my dear friend, and daughter as well in the Lord, Tamika Shelton. Good morning to you, beloved. I pray that God is blessing you wherever you are and doing whatever you're doing. Keep on keeping on, because God is with you. He is truly with you. Good morning to her mother, Joyce. You know, who has been following me from day one and has been my longest supporter on this show. I am so grateful for her. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, my love. Thank you so very much. Amen. Amen. And to Tabika Garnes, who is my armor bearer and a minister at New Vision for Life. And she also, you know, is on the radio, and she's my guest host on those Saturdays that I can't be with you. She is the one that covers the time for us. So God bless you, my love. Dawn Clary, Donna Matabucci, Isaiah Alexander, the Crawfords, Joyce in New York. And, of course, Deacon Thomas Farr, God bless you, man of God, and who has his own program, Issues Christian Men Talk, on Mondays and Thursday nights. And, you know, I always encourage you, you know, to get to his programs with your husbands, brothers, fathers, uncles, cousins, any male in your household or in your family that you can influence enough to call in to the radio show or listen to it online. You can find him on Facebook as well to get the information. So, you know, so good morning to all of you. And I'm sure there are many others that are faithful callers, except for I only see numbers, but I don't see your names because I may not know you personally. So good morning to you. And, of course, I told you we were having this changeover in the radio stations, and so, therefore, I'm not seeing anyone's numbers. And there are many of you that will get the message that the line is full because, again, this show here is only a half hour long, and it has limited numbers of callers. Well, while I'm thinking about it, next week, the 16th, we won't have a show on the 16th. I have graduation, and Minister Tabika is graduating with us as well from the School of the Prophets. And so we won't have the radio show next week. And the following week, let's see, next week is the 16th. Seven onto that would be 23. So on the 23rd, we may be back into the position where we're doing our hour-long show and that I could see everything and so forth. So let's just keep praying that everything works out accordingly. Don't give up hope. Please continue to call in and be as great a support as you have been. And I pray one of the reasons that you're supporting is because you are getting something out of the show. And I don't remember whether or not I mentioned Prophetess Dawn Clary, think I did, but I'm not sure. But just in case, good morning to you, beloved. I can't see whether you're on the line or not, but good morning to you all. All righty, beloved. All righty. Let us go ahead and approach the throne of God this morning. Let us approach the throne of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We truly magnify your holy name, O God, because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, and Heavenly Father, there is none like you. O Father God, I thank you. I thank you for getting us safely through the night, for many did not make it, O God. Lord God, even as I just said that, I think about the fires that are going on in California, Lord God, and the people who have lost their lives, Father, in other natural events that are going on, those that have lost their lives to gunfire and gangs and drugs and all kinds of things, those that have lost their lives, oh God, due to sickness and illnesses, Father God, those that have lost their lives mentally, Lord God, they have lost their lives. But Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you so much that those of us that remain, those of us that can say thank you, Lord God, that we take the time to say thank you, and we take not for granted what you are doing for us, O God. Father, we don't understand your ways, O God, and your thoughts are higher than ours. Your ways are different than ours. But God, for those of us that could conform to your way so that your will is done here on earth as it is in heaven, what a place we would be living in. What a relationship we would not only have with you, God, but that we would have with one another. We would be so filled with compassion, God, that we would be praying for saints all over the world and for those that are unsaved, that they would become part of the kingdom, Lord God, because they accepted your Son. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, continue to woo us, continue to beckon us, continue to lead us and guide us, that we may walk in your glory, that we may shine forth as we share the gospel, the good news, the news that's too good to be true. Heavenly Father, we truly do love you. We truly do love you, Lord God. And Father, now as we go even into this radio show, Lord, God, I ask you to bless the marriages, because we'll be doing something dealing with marriage again, that you will bless the marriages, the couples that listen to this show, the one person from the couple that listens to this show who can pray for their spouse. Lord God, bless them tremendously. Let the spirit of hope, Lord God, be shed abroad, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for this time that we get to spend together here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, beloved, I also want to thank the Lord for Prophetess Shay. She's a young lady in Florida. I've never had the privilege of meeting her personally, but I have conversed with her and her husband via phone. And she is a young lady that we had prayed for a heart transplant, and she got the heart transplant. And shortly after the transplant, she had to go back in for another surgery. Praise God, she survived that. And she is coming along well. And yesterday, I believe it was, yesterday or the day before, was the first day of her breathing for a few hours without the machine. And so that was very successful. So they will continue to work with her and to be able to wean her off of the machine that's helping her to breathe. And, excuse me, and her body mend and be restored. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and I just want to publicly say thank you. Thank you for those of you that prayed, those of you that didn't know about it. Now that I'm speaking about it, Yes, when you're praying, please lift up Shay. Lift her and her husband, Timothy. Lift them up. Praise be unto God. And we're just so grateful for what God is doing. And pray for the family that lost their loved one whose heart was donated to Prophetess Shay. So, you know, yes, a good thing came out of this, but somebody lost a loved one in order to make that donation. And I am so grateful that they weren't selfish and kept that back, that they were able to let their loved one help somebody else live. So, Father God, bless them, keep them, help them as they go through their healing process, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for them being unselfish and going ahead and doing such an honorable thing. Lord God, continue to strengthen Shay, Lord God, and her husband, their family. Keep them as they go through these times. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, listen, love, real quick, I wanted to talk to you this morning. Y'all know I love love. I love love. I love marriage. And I know it's one of the most difficult relationships that we can have here on earth. By the same token, it is one of the best relationships that we can have here on earth. And so I just wanted to touch bases here. You know, one of the ways that we know about marriage is falling apart is through adultery. And adultery is having intercourse outside of your marriage. Well, of course, the question that has been asked and answered many times is, can I have an emotional affair? And not asking permission, but is it possible, or is there such a thing as an emotional affair? And by George, yes, there is. There is. I'm looking at information here from Family Life Today. Of course, this is nothing new to me. I've known this. I remember back in the days in the 70s, you know, where I had an emotional affair. So I know that it is very possible to do so. You think you're safe because you're not sleeping with the person, but yet you're sharing intimate things with the opposite sex. You are sharing problems that you're having with your spouse, things that are not happy at home, and so forth. And normally, hear me when I say this, normally this happens with someone that you're at work with. And today, within the last few years, I've heard women use this term. They didn't use it back in my day, but they're using the term, that is my work husband. That's right, that's my work husband. I have my husband at home, and I have a husband at work. And the work husband is the one who feeds all of your emotional needs. He pays you the attention that you don't get at home. You and he go to lunch together. You and he share, you know, what's going on in your relationships. And 9 out of 10 times, he also is married. And so both of you are having this emotional affair. And it's something that starts out very innocently, you know, conversation over the coffee machine, you know, or the water cooler, just conversation, talking about things at work, saying while you're talking about things at work, you decide to go to lunch one day together, and you go to lunch and then you share some personal things, and not deep personal things, but, you know, yes, I am married. I've got 3 children. What about you? And, you know, and you start sharing that, and you start sharing about your son's baseball game or football game, and he shares about his daughter's cheerleading team and so forth. And, you know, so you share these what appears to be very innocent things. And on top of all of that, you know, most of the time, both parties are physically attractive people. So you're holding these conversations, you know, with a physically attractive person, a person that is giving you undivided attention for that time. And before you know it, before you know it, you exchange phone numbers. And see, back in my day, the only phone number you could exchange was your home phone number. Of course, now everybody has a cell phone. So you exchange your cell phone numbers and you get personal calls from each other. Then on those calls, that what used to be just talking about your family and your woes and so forth, now you're flirting with one another. You're flirting with one another. And then before you know it, man, your day isn't complete until you hear from him. Now, of course, you're even working with him, so you see him, but then you love those personal calls that you get where you can flirt with one another. And things, you know, are going on. And listen, both of you are saved. See, I had left that part out. Both of you are saved. Both of you are saved. And so you are going through having this crush on one another and loving the Lord. And still, you know, this person has become so vitally important in your life. And no, you haven't had any secret rendezvous. You know, you haven't had any physical contact with one another. That hasn't happened. But yet, you know, with all that you have, with all that you have had, with all of the conversation, that's who you fantasize about. That's who, when you go to bed at night, that's who you wish you were in bed with. So, no, you had not committed physical adultery, but you had committed adultery in your heart. Yes, beloved, you have committed adultery in your heart. There's no getting away from it. You must be honest about it. That is what it boils down to, adultery in the heart. And before you know it, those fights that you used to have with your husband or he with his wife, whatever the case may be, you no longer really even get into those fights because you're just so pleased with the relationship that you have outside of the home. That you no longer let what your mate say bother you. You no longer let it bother you. You'll find excuses to get out of the house. Or if this is a man, he will find the excuses to get out of the house. And somewhere along the line, you know, you no longer feel love for your husband. You see, and this is one of the signs that the spouse that's not paying attention to all of this. When your mate stops fighting with you, usually that's a sign that something else has taken their attention, something else has become important to them, and they no longer feel the need to fight with you, no longer feel the need to it. They have fallen out of love with you. It doesn't matter what you say or do anymore. Because when they were fighting with you, it's because they wanted to save the marriage. They wanted you. They wanted you to hear them. They wanted that so bad, and you chose not to listen. And sometimes it's not so much of a thing that you chose not to listen. It's also a thing of lack of understanding. You know, we don't understand our mates. Our mates don't understand us. And so for lack of understanding, lack of knowledge of how relationships work, man, I tell you, we fight trying to hold on to them, but then something comes along that gives us a different kind of peace, and we began to walk in that and letting that be. But thank God also for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does come along. And he does convict us. He does. He convicts us when we're having these emotional affairs. It will get to the place, beloved, where you're not comfortable in that emotional affair. But you get to the place where you are convicted by the Spirit of God. And then you begin to confess your sins unto the Lord. And then as you confess your sins unto the Lord, then you are able to repent. You're able to repent and turn away from what is a wicked way. Because someplace the love for the Lord begins to well back up in you. And you don't want to bring any reproach against God's name. You don't want to embarrass your children if you have any. You don't want to break up the family. You don't want to break up anyone else's family. And so you began to lean on the Holy Spirit to give you strength, to give you strength to go through whatever it is you have to go through in your marriage, as long as you are not being beaten by somebody, and as long as you're not the one physically beating someone else. Remember that you have made vows. You made vows before God and man, and those vows were not meant to be broken. And I know, darling, I know that sometimes it is so hard. It is so hard to walk in a relationship where you are not being honored, where you are not being made feel like a person, where you are second class to your mate who has seemed to have forgotten about you. And this is what made you even look at somebody else. You know, just because you have been abandoned, even though he lives there with you. You've been rejected, even though you're there in the same house. You know, you don't argue, but y'all just don't speak to each other. Oh, my goodness, yes, yes, you've been divorced in your mind. You have been abandoned in your mind. You've been abandoned physically. You don't even sleep together anymore. Yes, I know, I've been there. I've been there. And so, you know, but when you, oh, my God, when you develop and redevelop and reconnect with God Almighty, when you do that, your love for the Lord becomes more important to you than the love from your mate. You, like I said, don't want to bring reproach against God's name. You are so grateful that God has forgiven you and the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. And then you'll come to the place where you can hear Jesus say to you, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Let me be your first love. Do you love me?" And Jesus asked Peter this over and over again in John chapter 21, verse 15 through 17. Do you love me? And beloved, when you love God more than you love anything else, then you can allow God to begin to work. Yes, you love the Lord, and yes, now it's time that you can repent. You can repent. So if you're having an emotional affair, you tell the person, "Look, I'm sorry, but I can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore." And back off of that relationship. Don't accept another call. Don't go out on another lunch. Don't even go out to lunch to tell him that you don't want to speak to him like that anymore. Tell him in, you know, at work or wherever it is, and just, "I'm sorry, we just cannot do this anymore. Cannot do it anymore." And then put your attention to Christ. Put it to him. Put it to him. And begin to love on him more than anything else, more than anything else. So let me tell you, in doing this, there are a few things that you can learn from this. The first thing is that there is nothing more important than your relationship with God. You have to admit that you had drifted away from him. Remember, God never moved. He never moved. You got distracted because of the crisis in your home, and you compromised, which led to sin. So remember, there's nothing more important than your relationship with God. The second thing is the feelings of love that you had for your husband or your wife, if you're a man, listen to this, are a direct result of your love and obedience to God. Now listen to this. The feelings of love for your mate are a direct result of your love and obedience to God. God rewards your obedience. He would not have blessed your sin and your disobedience. But when you get back in right standing with God, God truly can bless your relationship. The third thing is, married women should not, never, ever pour out their troubles to another man or vice versa. It is a trap from the enemy. It is a trap. Satan wants to derail lives and marriages. Don't let him. I don't care how innocent it may seem. Do not pour out your troubles to another man. Now listen, things are so messy today that you have to be even careful of pouring out your troubles to your female friend, because even that could be a trap. You pouring out troubles to your female friend, a relationship could develop out of that as well. And again, it doesn't have to be sexual. It's an emotional affair, an emotional affair. So remember that. Also, when you're pouring out your information and your troubles to another woman, that opens the door for her to mess with your man. Been there, done that, saints of God, let me tell you. So be careful. The next thing is, remember this, infatuation is not love. The person that you're having this emotional affair with, it is a selfish relationship, and it doesn't meet the criteria of righteous love. So it is an infatuation. It is an infatuation. Be careful. Be careful. And the last thing is, choose to lead your heart instead of letting your heart lead you. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. You cannot trust your heart for guidance and truth. You must lead your heart. You must lead your heart. And the Holy Spirit will give you all that you need in order to do so. Beloved, I beseech you that you go forth this day. Make confession unto the Lord. Confess, repent, and be restored. And take charge of your heart by seeking ye first God and everything that he has to offer you. And all of these things will be taken care of. Be restored in the name of Jesus. I love you. I honor you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Meet me. Well, we won't have the radio show next Saturday. That's right. We won't have it next Saturday. So come back the following week on the 3rd, and let's see what is happening here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Take care, my loves. I love you. May you be blessed always.